You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to my friend Bob Hoffman, Public Relations Manager at the Wharton Center. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. Good to talk to you.
You as well. You must have the best job in the world, I swear.
Well, it's pretty special. It's pretty cool.
It's a great job. And I routinely, folks who listen to me know that I'm always talking about, mentioning when I have a few minutes what's going on at the Wharton Center, because the cast of characters and the lineup of shows and entertainment is simply amazing. And I wanted to talk to you tonight to get to a few of them. Cats actually went on sale yesterday.
That's right. It's coming June 10th, which is a Friday, through Saturday the 11th. So 2 days, three performances only, went on sale yesterday. It's going to be the only production in North America sanctioned by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And, you know, Cats is pretty popular in the sense that it has won so many numerous awards. It's the longest-running continuous touring show in U.S. history. It's the longest-running musical ever, both in London and New York. And since it's open, you know, Cats has been presented in 26 countries and over 300 cities. So I guess it's pretty popular.
I guess there's a reason they're bringing it back. And that's some pretty good marketing for a couple of days only. Is it making its way across the country?
Yeah, it's going on another tour across the country, and it showed up, and we said, let's bring it back. You know, it is one of our most popular shows, too. We've had it here several times, so we're bringing it back.
And you know what? It doesn't. Every time you see it, you pick up something a little bit different, or the performers, you know, show you something just a little bit different in it. But what's so wonderful is the music always stays the same.
You know, interesting. Three writers tried to set words to the music from memory before Trevor Nunn, the show's director, wrote the lyrics himself. And Memory, which, you know, is one of the most popular songs in Cats, has been recorded by over 150 artists.
Wow.
From Barbara Streisand to Johnny Mathis to Liberace, believe it or not.
And I imagine some really bad karaoke.
Yeah, Barry Manilow's rendition was in the top 40 in the U.S., actually. So, yeah, so we're excited about Cats coming June, so you can get your tickets now.
Well, and I'm glad to be able to tell people about, because that one will sell out quickly. So I'm glad we can mention it to folks, because June is be here before you know it, and those tickets get sold quickly.
I looked at the sales report today, and it is filling up. So
very good. You know, what I love about the Wharton Center, too, is the variety. There's something for everybody all the time. The Detroit Chamber Winds and Strings are coming.
Yes, they are coming Sunday, March 27th. And they are made up of performers, musicians, I should say, from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and along with the Michigan Opera Theater Orchestras, actually. And since 1982, believe it or not, they have been presenting outstanding performances of mixed works for winds, brass, and strings. And so we're really excited that they're coming with pianist Ralph Vodopek, who was the first gold medalist of the first Von Kleiborn International Piano Competition.
I have actually heard him before. It's spectacular. That'll be a great, great event. River North Chicago Dance. I'm kind of going down a list of, I'm on your webpage looking at all kinds of fun things.
Oh, cool. Well, that is Thursday, March 31st. That's correct. And River North Chicago Dance returns to Wharton Center. They're actually doing something really special this time. We've commissioned them again. We commissioned them back in 2005 to unveil a world premiere dance. And they're doing it again. This one is a tribute to Miles Davis. So if you like jazz, you're going to like River North Chicago Dance. And you know, the music's going to be amazing. The dance is incredible.
Well, gosh, that's something. And I love the commissioned original. That's kind of fun, huh?
The great thing about this, too, is there's $15 student and youth tickets available. And tickets really only start at $25 for the general public. So that's pretty cool. River North Chicago is one of the main dance companies in the United States. Won numerous awards. Frank Chavez is the artistic director. Just an amazing, good quality company. If you don't like dance, or you don't think you like dance, come see this one.
This one will change your mind, huh?
This one will change your mind.
I like that. I like that. The Improvised Shakespeare Company. Again, I love such a variety.
Well, this is going to be really cool on April 2nd. This is hailing from Chicago, and what they do is they fill every original performance with on-the-spot dialogue. So basically, they'll go to the audience, they'll suggest a title of a play that's yet to be written, and the audience will say a title, and they'll perform a skit around that. So they're improvised in this Shakespearean dialogue, which you can imagine how difficult that must be. So I think this is going to be really, comedic.
Oh,
and
my
fun.
Gosh. Good improvisation is outrageous. It's hilariously fun.
Well, and especially using the Shakespearean dialogue. That's going to be just a lot of fun.
That's taking it up several notches. David Sedaris, I love this guy. He's coming too.
David Sedaris, yeah, he's been here in the past. We brought him back because he was so popular. He wrote a book that was released in 2010, and I've read it, actually. It's kind of cute. Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk, a modest beastery. It's fun, and he's going to be coming back to give, you know, an update on his life, what he's writing about, what he's reading. So it should be kind of fun.
Yeah, he's very entertaining and very smart, and you love listening to people who are really bright.
The one thing I want to mention too is some of these shows that I've mentioned, as far as David Sedaris and the River North Chicago Dance, and also even the Detroit Chamber Winds, they have preview lectures beforehand where we have industry experts come in and talk about what you're going to see on stage that night. Those are free, open to the public. They start about a half or 45 minutes before the show starts. So come a little early and take advantage of those. Those are really great.
Are those in the same theater or in a separate area?
They're in a separate area. And when you come in for each performance, they'll be signage that tells you where to go for them. So.
Well, yet another offering from the Wharton Center. And Celtic Women, am I pronouncing that right? There's some
Celtic Woman, yep. Woman. Songs from the Heart, yep. Okay. Thursday, April 14th. Hello, it's St. Patrick's Day coming up this week. So to celebrate, buy your tickets to Celtic Woman on April 14th. And, you know, they are a smash hit around the globe. We've had them back several times. They're a sellout every time we have them back. They have a PBS special, which is actually going to be airing on WKAR Thursday as well. And they are going to be presenting their Songs from the Heart.
Well, and if anybody hasn't, I mean, okay, well, as a preview, listen to watch, you know, KAR on Thursday to hear them. I mean, I guess heavenly is what I always think of when I see them. It's like angels singing. You've just never heard anything like it.
I think you're right. That's exactly how I would describe them too. And just, you know, in 5 years, this unique female ensemble has just made a name for themselves across the globe. And so, like I said, as you're celebrating St. Paddy's Day and getting into the Irish feel, you know, Scotland's a little close to Ireland, so why not buy your Celtic Woman tickets?
Absolutely. Well, as always, Bob, always exciting things going on at the Wharton Center. I've been able to see a few performances. I've timed it so that if I get out here right at 7 o'clock, I head right out the door. I can get there in time for 8 o'clock curtain. So
I tell you one other thing that's happening too that's really exciting is if you have kids, we have a Take It From the Top workshop that's going to be presented this August. Or I'm sorry, July in Wharton Center. We're doing it in Traverse City and Grand Rapids as well. But if you have kids that are interested in performing arts and theater, this is a workshop for them. We have industry experts from New York coming in and teaching them dancing and singing, and there's actually a recital. And then sometimes what those agents that do, these are big-time stars that come in and teach these kids. Paul Cannon, who was in Legally Blonde, Laura Bell Bundy, who also starred in Legally Blonde, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, some others come on, and they teach these kids, and it's just an incredible workshop. And in fact, we have an adult workshop this year. I can tell you more about it later as it comes up. But
well, we will
keep it on your radar.
It gives me an excuse to give you a call again, which I always like to do. Thanks so much, Bob. Have a great night.
Thanks, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bob Hoffman, Public Relations Manager at the Wharton Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.